Welcome to Carnivores Don't Get Sunburned, hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
Is part of the addiction our gut microbiome begging us for more of the bad stuff?
What we found was when we have this dysbiosis of bacteria, they will manipulate the taste buds on our tongue. They'll manipulate the ghrelin and the lectin sensors of satiety in the brain and also in the stomach, and they'll create more sensors in the stomach. And that's how the bacteria that you can manipulate you is when you are in a state of hypervigilance or fight or flight. You're very easily susceptible to those triggers, right? 300 calories, but you're actually getting 1,200. So what's happening here?
The following is one part of a four-part series with Malia, who is incredible. She works with a company called IHF. I'll have a link in the description below. They help people with advanced autoimmune disorders, and she really knows her stuff. If you want to watch more videos with her, please check the playlist in the description below. Be sure to subscribe and go follow her over at Integrated Health Foundation. Link in the description below. I tried ketogenic diets throughout the years, and I always ended up failing carnivore. I realized I was abstaining from my addiction. When I was talking about addiction in the past, I always thought about some sort of addiction in my brain or dopamine release or things like that. But the more I'm talking to you, I'm wondering, is part of the addiction our gut microbiome, like begging us for more of the bad stuff?
You're 50% correct. Absolutely. So you're definitely going to have addiction pathways that are created. And again, they know how to manipulate you. But the second part of that too is we live in a lifestyle. So you live in a world that is not cohesive to a calm, healthy human being. It's just not, I lived in Japan growing up when I was younger, and we lived kind of out in the sticks in the little bit of the areas. And we saw, elderly Japanese women in their hundreds, 90s and 100 pulling their carts and doing their harvesting, and they were healthy and they were capable and they didn't keep a watch. They went out, sunrise to sunset, and they worked and they ate when they were hungry. There was no, I have to be here. I have to do this. I have to, right? And we actually have created a world that keeps us in a very hypervigilant, stressful state. And so when we're in that state, it makes us more susceptible to those types of metabolites and signals coming from our gut microbiome. And so that's really interesting, because when the limbic system, so the amygdala back here, is heightened, it's almost as though, we flip our lid and we're very sensitive. Then the nervous system goes, oh my goodness, something serious is going to happen here. We have to do something about this. And when that happens, every little signal that goes off in our body has an overreaction. And so this makes someone who maybe in another situation wouldn't have been as susceptible to having maybe a draw or an addiction or a desire for something far, far, far more affected. And then the other side of that is any time that they have done any kind of biopsy or stool sample on testing in any populations that have any higher BMIs or any type of obesity, they find that there is always certain types of bacteria. These bacteria are most common and with Western diseases. And what they found is if they were to transplant that bacteria to mice fed on the exact same food, the exact same diet, the exact same amount, would immediately become obese. And what they found was, as they chewed fat to that and transplanted it to another healthy mouse, the same thing, they would become obese. And now if you took a healthy individual who didn't have these and you took their microbiota and transplanted it to that obese mouse, the obese mouse would immediately come back down into a healthy. And so what's happening here? They found that these particular type of bacteria can extract more nutrient from food than what an average bacteria, a microbiome would be extracting. So I used to be frustrated and I'd sit next to my husband and I'd say, he can eat that whole plate. If I ate that, I would gain 5 pounds, you know? That's, you know, and sometimes people get gaslit on that, but that's actually true. There's so much scientific evidence that proves that if you have these microbiome dysbiosis, so it's imbalance, then they are pulling more nutrients from food. And you could be taking in what would be considered 300 calories, but you're actually getting 1,200. It's totally possible for that. And once we reset that, they've done many studies where they went in with individuals who have this dysbiosis, and they reset their microbiome, they transplanted or refertigated healthy bacteria without changing anything in the diet, the weight came down. And so did their desire for certain types of food, because all of the desire, so whenever we're craving something sweet, that's not a natural desire for human beings. And people will say, oh, we have this natural desire for sweetness because we knew that this was going to be really calorie packed. Well, no, we knew that the most calorie packed we're going to get was from fats. Fats are the energy source for human beings, and they last far longer than any carb you can take in. What we found was when we have this dysbiosis of bacteria, they will manipulate the taste buds on our tongue, and so it'll cause more taste buds to grow. They'll manipulate the ghrelin and the lectin sensors of satiety in the brain and also in the stomach, and they'll create more sensors in the stomach. So when we do eat something that's sweet, we'll get a far higher dopamine reaction. We get a far higher limbic system reaction and addictive response versus when we take the same client and we have them go through the fat protein reset, and then they were to eat something, they'd go, oh, that doesn't taste very good at all, because the bacteria aren't there to tell them it tastes good, and those sensors have moved. They're no longer there anymore. And so just so much is happening with addiction and food that has to do with the microbiome. It's incredible.
People get mad at me, but it comes from a place of love where I encourage people, like, if you're going to do this, to be strict, just because I feel like there's a lot of people that'll do it strict for a week and then I'll have a little cheat here, I'll have a little bit. Is it true? Like, is there's a lot of science behind that? You're just going to make it so much harder for yourself because then you have the gut bacteria, gut biome, and you're kind of perpetuating that addiction.
Absolutely. You know, and this is another thing you work with at clients. We have to do limbic restoration. So personally, I'm a limbic restoration specialist. And what that means is we help reprogram the brain into that calm, healthy state. So you can be in a world of chaos all around you and you're able to sit back and go, hey, chaos is healthy, but I'm not going to be angry or happy or sad or reactionary to what's happening. And when you're able to be in that state, you can have things happen internally and externally, and you can think through it. So you have the frontal lobe come online, and you're able to make a good, decisive cognitive decision instead of a gut reaction or emotional reaction to something that's happening. And that's how the bacteria and the other life forms inside you can manipulate you, is when you are in a state of hypervigilance or fight or flight, you're very easily susceptible to those triggers, right? So our main goal when we work with clients is to help them find homeostasis. So we have to help them calm as much as possible. You know, we have clients with cancer, pituitary cancer. We have clients that are worried about their families. We have clients that have been through, you know, war zone situations, and they're in a constant state of fight or flight. And so we have to calm that. If we don't calm that, then they're every, you know, wind of chemical, every little bit of a reaction causes them to have some sort of, you know, action reaction. And so that's really key. And a lot of that you see, what you're talking about, friends or people that you know that are having these addictive tendencies, it's simply, it's not so much I'm addicted to something as it is I'm in such a state of, if you imagine that deer that hears the crackling of the leaves and thinks there's a predator, now all of a sudden they're just, everything has got them on edge. And that's what happens internally, is they're reacting constantly to everything happening. Whereas when you're calm, you could still have the bacteria there if it hasn't faded out, you can have that, you know, sensation move for you and you go, no, but I know what I want to do. I know what my goal is. And you can think through it. And so it's much, much easier. So limbic restoration is a huge part of healing this whole situation.
I've seen it over and over again. People heal their body and then it's like the brain needs to come to a lot of negativity and those negative thoughts still there. And it's definitely a process. So this has been incredible. Thank you so much, Molly. I'm going to have a link in the description below. Is there anything you want to shout out or mention before we wrap up?
Yeah. First I want to say thank you again for everything that you're doing. And, you know, there's so many avenues that people can utilize for healing. And so you don't always have to come into a whole program. There's books available. You know, we have a book too that just helps clients just move through this if they're not capable of going into a whole program. And there's a lot of other incredible authors that talk about the microbiome. And so do some research. There's a lot available if we just start digging.
Did you know we have an incredible membership site for you called healinghumanity.life? We have a special offer going on right now. Learn more at the link in the description. We have courses. We have expert Q&As with the good doctors. We even have a Healing Humanity Heroes Zoom call once a week, highlighting real heroes that will inspire you on a path to healing. The community is wonderful. We're going to be implementing a buddy system so you can be held accountable, recipes, all sorts of great stuff to help you on a path to healing. Learn more at the link in the description below.